For almost a decade now, I've been sending behaviorally trained undergraduates into hospitals to help physicians learn how to handle their patients in more humane, rewarding ways. We have demonstrated time and again that we can take some of the most difficult patients imaginable and, using both love and behavioral technology, increase certain cure rates dramatically. Most of our techniques involve rewarding patients for following good medical regimens and teaching patients how to handle their own emotional and behavioral problems. Since we have ample objective proof that our techniques save lives, you'd think that the medical profession would be beating down our doors asking us to teach them our skills. Alas, what we get mostly is the response, "This patient is a medical case, not a psychiatric problem, and only pills and surgery will help." Despite what Dr. Thomas has said, the next great leap forward will come when medical students are routinely taught that the way they act toward the patient and the way the patient is taught to think, feel, and behave are as important in achieving a lasting cure as are drugs and surgical procedures. That's the real medical lesson of history. I do hope that Dr. Thomas and his colleagues learn that fact before it's too late.